A war of words has once again erupted over how we should reduce our carbon emissions today. The Greens have expressed outrage over reports that the Labor Party might allow Tony Abbott to repeal the carbon price legislation. Greens leader Christine Milne told our reporter Tim Roxburgh that if Labor continues the current system to be scrapped, it would leave a lot of people disappointed.
Well, I think it is a terrible thing that they're doing that, that they're even considering backflipping again. People were incredibly disappointed when Kevin Rudd backflipped back in 2010. We've now put in a huge amount of work. There is a legislated emissions trading scheme. We've got an excellent clean energy package, and it really is selling out the biggest reform in Australian politics for more than a decade by caving in on it. And it's really flying the white flag in the face of Tony Abbott, and I think it's going to really upset people.
Is it possible, though, that now might be a good time for the Greens to reconsider their own approach to this issue? Wouldn't you agree that there are plenty of people, even in your own party, who think that putting a price on carbon isn't really the be-all and end-all or the best way even to deal with this issue?
Well, the overwhelming majority of people agree that a market-based mechanism is the best way to go, because the advantage here is it actually puts into play the polluter pays principle, which is so important. But apart from that, it can be scaled up. 5% is nowhere near what is required. We need to be going to much higher levels of ambition. The Climate Change Authority will be recommending levels of reduction, as I think tomorrow is when we're expecting their report. And unless you have a market-based mechanism where the polluter pays, you are never going to scale up to the level of emissions reduction that you need, and you're never going to transform the economy as quickly as you need to.
Senator Christine Milne speaking there. The Labor Party has today come out and denied that they've backflipped on their commitment to carbon pricing. Labor's climate change spokesperson Mark Butler says they're still committed to strong action on climate change, but he's not yet willing to go into details.
Well, the position of the Labor Party hasn't changed from the position that Bill Shorten, Tanya Plibersek, I and many others have been articulating over the last several days, or since the draft legislation was released by Tony Abbott. And that is that we took to the election a position that we also intended to terminate the carbon tax, but that our position was that it must be replaced by a robust system to take action on climate change, particularly a legal limit on carbon pollution, and also a mechanism, an emissions trading scheme, that would have that cap on pollution in place and then let business work out the cheapest and the most effective way to deal with it.
So, just to get this straight, a carbon price is a non-negotiable part of Labor's policy platform.
We haven't yet had the shadow cabinet discussion and the caucus discussion about how we will respond to each of the 8 pieces of legislation Tony Abbott has put out there. But I've said as clearly as I possibly can that the position we take in the parliament will be guided by those principles that we've outlined. Yes, we agree to the carbon tax terminating next year, but we insist that there must be credible action on climate change that replaces it.
If it's clear that Tony Abbott won't support a carbon price of any kind, and that seems pretty clear, would you give a promise then not to allow him to repeal the current legislation?
Well, as I said before, I'm not going to canvass quite how we would deal with all of the different 8 pieces of legislation that Tony Abbott has before the Parliament. We have to have that discussion in Shadow Cabinet and in the caucus. It's not appropriate that I canvass those options now, whether they involve amendments or references to different parliamentary committees. But what I will say is that the Australian community can be very confident that the decisions we do take and the positions we adopt in the Parliament will be consistent with the very strong positions we've outlined to the community in recent weeks. And that is that the carbon tax, if it's terminated, must be replaced by strong action on climate change. And Tony Abbott's direct action policy doesn't tick that box.
You've criticised the direct action plan for the fact that it's been lacking in detail for so long and that only now are the details beginning to be fleshed out. Are you going to play the same game in the lead up to the next election? Are we going to see your detailed policy on this disappear and only reappear in a detailed form, some other kind of plan, just before the next election?
Well, it's it's only a few weeks since we had the last election, so we're not going to get into a discussion about what our policy might be in the 2016 election. But I can say that the Labor Party has had a very long-standing commitment around action on climate change. And for many years now, we've argued that the best way, the most effective way to reduce carbon pollution is to introduce an emissions trading scheme.
Labor's climate change spokesperson, Mark Butler there. In the midst of this whole fight over what mechanism to use in reducing our emissions, one campaigner for climate action says that he's not that interested in the debate. Richard Dennis is the director of the Australia Institute. He's long been a campaigner for strong policies to reduce our emissions, but he says the movement for climate action has become distracted by the current debate.
It's not clear to me exactly what Labor has said they're going to do. It sounds like they're increasingly making room for saying, well, we'll vote to repeal the carbon tax because we only ever really wanted to have emissions trading. Well, that begs the question, are they committing to introduce an emissions trading scheme before the next election or not? I really think the environment movement should have a very good think about what it wants from all political parties at the next election. Does it want to have a bureaucratic fight about whether carbon taxes are better than emissions trading, or does it want to talk about the fact that our 5% emission reduction target is pathetic? You know, do we want to go to the 2016 election saying carbon taxes, emissions trading are better than direct action, or do we want to try and get an auction going between the political parties to see who will offer to come up from 5%? Because if every country in the world went with 5%, then we're locking ourselves into dangerous climate change.
If you're saying what people should not be doing is sort of sitting around crying over the carbon price, what is the project that they should be working on? What should they be doing?
I think rather than die in a ditch to defend the particulars of this existing carbon price, the environment movement should take a much bigger view and figure out where it thinks we need to be in 3, 5, 10 and 20 years' time and ask themselves the question, what's the best way to get there, rather than are they happy or sad that the Liberals are going to do what they've promised to do, and that is to rescind the carbon price.
Isn't the point, though, that I guess a lot of people in the climate movement do think that this package from Labor, which contains elements, as you say, of both the market mechanism and direct action, many in the climate movement do think that this is the best way to address our problem with carbon emissions?
Well, I can't see how anyone thinks a 5% target's the best way to achieve it. If what you mean is that people think that it was the best on offer, well, then that was their judgment at the time. But the political reality is that the carbon price is very likely to be repealed. That's going to happen regardless of how the environment movement feels about it. And I think it's time for them to start thinking about what they want to do for the next 3 years to shape the development, not just of climate policy, but of the politics around climate change.
Director of the Australia Institute, Richard Dennis, speaking there with Tim Roxburgh.